attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this Thursday, March 7th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I want you to pull out your calendar. I want you to grab the calendar. I want you to put up the calendar on your phone. I want you to text this to your significant other. If you're driving right now, I want you to pull over and text this to yourself or put it into your calendar, whatever you have to do for the month of May. Now, today is March 7th. 2 months from today is a deadline for you to file your affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate with your local clerks. There's no excuse. I'm not going to accept any excuses. I'm not going to be making phone calls this year, the day before, Monday, May 6th, calling people, reminding them to go file their affidavits. You have the notice right now, and I will be repeating this throughout the month of March and April. But here's your dates in May. Tuesday, May 7th, filing deadline to be a precinct delegate. If you're listening to this show, I don't care how, if it's on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the websites, the phone apps, TuneIn, Simple Radio, WCHY.us, YourDefendingFathers.com, or you're hearing it on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, May 7th is a date. You must file your affidavit of identity with your clerks before May 7th at 3 o'clock. Next, Thursday, May 9th, 2 days later, Maseukee County Republican Party. They've asked me to come down and be the keynote speaker for their event. They're having their Lincoln Day dinner there, May 9th, Maseukee County. Put it on your calendar. If you're in the Maseukee County or surrounding county area, come visit. We'll have a great time. I will make you laugh. Of course, it'll be a little political, but I'm going to make you laugh too. Next, 2 days later, May the 11th, Saturday in Posen, the Presqu'ile County Republicans are having their Reagan Day dinner. And the keynote speaker for that is none other than Mark Farner, the original lead guitar, singer, and songwriter for Grand Funk Railroad will be their keynote speaker. Tickets will be going on sale soon for that. That is going to be Saturday, May the 11th, in Posen, at the Posen Event Center. And then I was just informed during the break, Mason County and surrounding counties are going to be holding an event for their Lincoln Day dinner on Tuesday, May the 14th. So we'll be getting all the information to these different events. We will be talking about them here at the end of March, April, and you'll be able to get your tickets online or call them and buy your tickets. They'll have them waiting for you at the door. You just show your ID and check in. Because we're all conservative Republicans, we have our photo ID. And have no problem showing it because we all just voted February 27th. So, great month of May lining up already. Keep the calls coming. I've had a couple people call me and talk about possibly being the moderator for their Lincoln Day dinners, which I'm happy to do. Just let me know what you guys need me to do, and Vicky and I will be there. File for affidavits of identities by May 7th in 3 Republican events here in our northern Michigan area. We'll talk about it more this month and in April. Short segment, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number 2. The governor has a proposed budget plan that she's working on. There's only one problem. There's not enough money, proposed projected revenue income that will be coming into Lansing for fiscal year 2025. Because of all indicators that this will be low reported earnings in sales tax because of the lack of tourism that we had for this winter, high gas prices could potentially hurt summer tourism. And therefore, they're projecting that they are going to have less revenue income coming into Lansing to pay for all these programs expansions that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to implement. They have a problem. They have an income problem and a spending problem. This governor wants to give pre-K four-year-olds free education, basically free daycare, and on the other end, graduating high school seniors will be able to apply for free grant money for 2 years at a community college. Now, after I went to Michigan State University, I was in Lyman Briggs College for pre-med, Holmes Hall at Michigan State. Honestly, I wish I would have stayed home for 2 years, lived with my mom, saved some money. I would have gone to Macomb County Community College my first 2 years, get all your basics out of the way at a lower cost per credit hour, and then transfer to a four-year university and only have to pay 2 years for a four-year public university degree. This governor wants to give graduating seniors that would be graduating not this summer, but next summer, she wants to give them grant money to pay for community college associate's degrees. Expand daycare, basically going all the way down to pre-K, she's calling it, four-year-olds being able to be dropped off at elementary schools. And she also wants rebates for electric vehicles. She also wants all this other money going into business building. $4.2 million in a grant coming from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to go to a company that's going to bring in 82 full-time paying jobs. Do the math. $4.2 million for 82 jobs. Are you kidding me? Well, here is a response from one of the state representatives, State Representative Jamie Green. I met her at the Stand Up Michigan Leadership Conference, got to meet her and talk to her. She, I believe, represents the Macomb County, I think it is, area. Well, here's the problem. According to a recent report prepared by two prominent Michigan financial experts, revealed that the state of Michigan is getting poorer, and immediate actions are required if we want to see a shift from this worrying trend. While it's not only the state of Michigan to blame for the current economic environment, since there are financial struggles going on both nationally and globally, state leaders should be focusing on helping people and making Michigan a better place to live is the goal, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. However, the Democratic leaders and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, they are actually the ones to blame, according to State Representative Jamie Green. State Representative Green spoke about her main goals for the state. These include reducing the cost of living. Stop right there. That has been one of our missions on this show from the beginning. When I'm out talking to businesses, and folks, I've talked to a lot, and if they do not provide a great service at a fair price and an ability to finance it, to lower your cost of living, I won't accept them as a sponsor. It's that simple. If it doesn't improve your health, if it doesn't lower your cost of living, if it does not make your standard of living better, I won't accept them as a sponsor. I've talked to businesses. I've walked in. I've sat down. I've listened to their pitch. And if I don't think it's providing a good service, a value to you, you're never going to hear it on this show. Reducing the cost of living has been the number one top priority of this show. Improving your health, your life, lowering your cost to live here. State Representative Green agrees with me. That's her number one position, reducing the cost of living. Improving basic education. You know where I stand on education. There needs to be competition. Every single industry, any industry you can think of the top of your head, has improved, gotten better customer service, lower pricing, lower cost, and better service as a result due to competition. Look at cell phones. What we could do 20, 30, 40 years ago when I first got my first suitcase cell phone that plugged into a VCR battery and required a coaxial cable connected to a spiral black antenna that was mounted to the back of my car, $1 a minute, 50 cent connection fee, phone calls only, no text messages, no visiting websites, no opening of emails, no signing of documents, none of that. Compared to today, do you know I connected church on Sunday from a hotel room with church services, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church. I connected the studio and the church microphone to the pulpit using a cell phone. In a hotel room down in Troy, Michigan. And we're spending $30 a month for unlimited texts and phone calls. Thank God for free text messaging because all of you text with me during the show. And I was connected to the internet with a 5G tower in Troy, Michigan. Did not have to open my laptop at all. The entire hour was done on my cell phone for $30 a month. When you have competition in all these industries, I don't care if it's satellite TV, cable TV, tennis shoes, the list goes on and on. When you have competition, price goes down, products get better, service gets better. And finally, her main point, which is what I talk about all the time, repairing local roads at the local level. Let's get rid of MDOT. Shut down the Michigan Department of Transportation. Stop their absolute mismanagement of $9 billion of our state budget not fixing the roads at the local level. State Representative Green says she often hears about these issues directly from her constituents. And State Rep Green says the governor needs to focus on these issues and stop expanding her agenda that is simply costing the state of Michigan more money with no ability to pay for it. What's going to be the solution? Number one, they're fighting in court right now. Michigan Capital Confidential's public policy attorneys have filed a lawsuit fighting the governor and the attorney general over our income tax. As you know, the Republicans under Rick Snyder made it so that if there was more money in the Treasury and inflation reached a certain point, that we would get a rollback permanently in our income tax from 4.25 to 4.05. Well, Gretchen Whitmer and the Attorney General Dana Nessel said it was only for 1 year. It wasn't a permanent tax cut, which it was when they passed it and Snyder signed it into law. But you see, Whitmer and Nessel, they want the money back, and they want it from us. But here's the problem. Even if they prevail in court and the income tax for this year, 2024, goes back to 4.25, it's not going to be enough. So to pay for all these programs that she wants in this year's budget and to maintain all the spending percentages in each bureaucratic agency's department that they passed in last year's budget, they're going to have to raise taxes. And it looks like it could be potentially state income tax going all the way up to 5%. Yes. People I've spoken to said their solution is to increase the state's income tax. Folks, if they do this, I'm going to tell you right now, we are going to lose residents. Other states have no state income tax. Why would you stay in a state for every dollar of income you would have to give a nickel to Lansing in the form of income tax when other states would charge you nothing? And here's the other problem. They think that by offering free pre-K, four-year-old daycare, public education, whatever you want to call it, free colleges, that that's going to attract people to come here. This is what they're basically, her plan is, to grow our population. They're going to use the pure Michigan TV advertising to promote pre-K, four-year-olds at public schools for free, and free community colleges as a way to attract young families to come here. But at the same time, increasing the income tax, which penalizes every single worker in the state of Michigan. It's unbelievable. And they're going to continue to push for this when they hopefully get their majority back after next month, April's special election, replacing the two state reps that became mayors in Warren and Westland. Folks, if you know anybody that lives in the Warren area, you need to do whatever you can do to go down there and knock on doors and to get that Republican elected. If we flip that seat, Whitmer is checkmated. The current gridlock we have of 54-54 will become 55-55. And I predict she won't even be able to get her budget passed, especially if it includes an income tax increase. So again, talk to folks down in Macomb County. Do whatever you can to help that Republican candidate win in Macomb. Westland, I think, is a loser. Could be low turnout next month. The snowbirds won't be back yet. It would be almost a miracle if in that 63% Democrat-dominant district, the Republican could win. We can hope and pray. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back.